The former settlement consisted of an outer and inner town, as well as the fortress, a citadel. During the 15th and 16th centuries, it often switched between Turkish and Hungarian rule. In 1521, it was again taken by the Turks, and the young Sultan Suleiman the Magnificent decided on further developing the town. A special characteristic of this development was a fortified lower town, which was then rare and, apart from Shabats, only to be found in the Belgrade fortresses. By the mid-16th century, Shabats already had 10 neighbourhoods, the so-called mahallas, which were located outside the fortress, and the 11th neighbourhood was a Christian mahalla called Bayir. The part of the settlement near the Sava River was populated constantly by Serbian and Turkish inhabitants during the 18th century. Due to persistent problems with the overflowing of the river and rising groundwater, it was deemed necessary to develop the city away from the river. This resulted in the creation of a new part of the town, the Çarşıya. Merchants and craftsmen mainly settled in this new Çarşıya, and during the early 19th century, the government even offered free land and building material to the people from the local villages if they decided to settle there. Shabats soon became the seat of the district Nahya, and as the influence of the fortress weakened, the city beyond it grew stronger. Its position on the bank of the Sava River enabled unhindered trade with Austria, which made it very attractive to foreigners. A passage from the letter Stefan Živković wrote to Vuk Karadžić in Vienna in 1816 shows significant progress of the city. In the letter, he tells Vuk, "Shabats and Bayir are now really something to look at. Our Obrad was selling rakia, and look at him now. Amija is going to come here, too, as soon as he finishes building his house. And you went to the merry Vienna to waste your time. Try to finish your books, as they are very much sought after, and then come here to live a little."